Hello again. It's been a while. 10 months to be exact. It's a good thing I didn't set any sort of long-term goal or anything about when I was going to chat again. But, a lot has happened over those 10 months. I got a new roommate, first of all. Not so new now, but at the time it was. In about June of 2018. It's been interesting. I can't really complain. There's probably worse situations out there. But there's no denying that there's still little things that are tough to get through. Especially when you are in a situation where you just need someone in there as soon as possible in order to be able to make rent and all that. So, it's not that my roommate and I aren't compatible or anything. We get along for the most part. There's just little differences that I've begun to notice over the year. And, last night, I don't want to say it triggered me, because it didn't really trigger me. I removed myself from the situation and let it go for the most part, to where it didn't put it didn't damper my evening or anything, but it's still on my mind. And at this time of day, which is 11:45 in the morning, I don't really have anyone that I can vent to right now, since anyone I'd vent to is either at work or just unavailable to talk. So here I am, staring at my computer screen and talking to myself, kind of. I'm sure this is probably a relatable situation, hopefully. What struck me as interesting about the situation is that in a previous disagreement, it was brought up to me that my roommate doesn't appreciate when things are slammed around and passive aggressive tones are used instead of just honesty. And I've been working on that really hard, honestly. I've been working on communicating better, using neutral language to express that they're my feelings rather than trying to state facts that may not entirely be factual, in the sense that it's my truth, but it may not be the truth of the situation because it's only my side. And there's multiple sides to a situation. But last night, my roommate express the same behavior that they had told me they didn't appreciate. And honestly, it was kind of hurtful. Instead of just having a conversation about what was disliked, about what was going on, I was met with passive-aggressive comments and things being slammed around in the kitchen, and honestly it hurt, because just a few months ago I was made to feel guilty because I needed to be more aware of what that behavior did to her, but yet I don't feel like there was that same consideration last night. And instead of just sticking around and waiting till she was done. I honestly just removed myself from the situation. Recognized that, you know, I was feeling kind of hurt, and I went to my room and put on some music and went back to what I was doing with my room organization, which will be a whole nother discussion probably later, hopefully. And I'm honestly at a loss of how to address the topic. Not because I don't know what to say. I have a pretty good idea of what to say. But just that it's been like one thing after the other. And I don't want to feel like I'm being like the naggy roommate. But at the same time, if we're going, if she's going to hold me to a certain standard, then she needs to be at that standard too. She needs to be accountable for those actions too. You know, it has to go both ways. And I think I'm so hurt because I recently reorganized the kitchen. I wanted like items or similar items to be located in the same place. So, you know, there wasn't spices, you know, scattered about the kitchen or things like that. I wanted it a little more organized. And I feel like that's not unreasonable. And I mean, I took it upon myself to do it on one of my days off. And honestly, I was really proud of what I did. It looks really nice. And it would be completely understandable and reasonable for her to offer any constructive criticism, you know, and that would be met with an open mind and mutual understanding that, hey, this doesn't work for me here. Is it possible for this stuff to be moved here? So that way, you know, because I'm the one that uses it the most, so, you know, I would prefer it here. You know, we can still have it organized, but just put it in this location. But instead of that sort of dialogue, which I get that it's easy to be frustrated and not be able to be as calm and that sort of thing and think clearly, you know, in a moment of, you know, heat and frustration. But there wasn't any discussion thereafter, after there'd been time for her to calm, for them to calm down. And I think that's what bothers me, is that whenever I find myself lost in frustration, I either have learned to word things better to where, you know, I don't say things immediately in that moment of frustration, but wait till after the frustration has passed. Or I, you know, apologize and say, hey, you know, I'm sorry about this, but I was just frustrated because I felt like this. You know, I tried to keep it neutral to where I'm not placing blame, but just expressing that, you know, certain things didn't feel good and why they didn't feel good and how, you know, we can do better to where we're both not feeling frustrated about one another. And so, I mean, we'll see if there's any dialogue about it later tonight when they get home from work. But that's just what's on my mind today. And I'm trying not to take it personally. I know it's not like an attack on, you know, what I did. I just wish I wasn't, hadn't been met with, you know, passive aggressive comments. And things like that. I don't know. I feel like I, for my own mental health, I kind of want to express that. The reason why it hurt was, again, because I took the time to organize the kitchen. And it took almost the whole day. There was a lot to go through, a lot to condense. You know, some stuff just needed to be straight up tossed out. And I'm not saying that they made me feel like it was a waste of time or anything like that. Not at all. Just that it feels like the time that I put into cleaning that to make it more organized for both of us just wasn't appreciated. And I don't need an acknowledgement like, oh, thank you for doing that. Just all that was needed was, hey, I bake the most, and so it's easier if the stuff is here. And I would have understood. But I don't know. I'm rambling now. And while I don't mind ranting, I don't really like rambling. But that's all I had to say right now. And yeah. Other than that, I hope everyone is going to join me in having the best day possible, even though it is currently raining outside. And if you're one of those people that likes the rain, well, I'm happy that, you know, your mood will be good because of the rain. For me, the rain and gloomy weather tends to make me a little more lazy and less motivated, but maybe not. You know, maybe I'm doing my best to try to change that to the best of my abilities, because, you know, I'm doing this. And so, we'll see what happens. Anyway, again, have a great day for those who listen. And thank you for those that have followed already. I apologize for the inactivity. But like I said, this is just a place for me to rant and express myself when I feel like I need to get something off my head and heart, but don't really feel able to write it down in a notebook. Quick tidbit is that I do have carpal tunnel, so writing in a journal of sorts, while used to work for me, probably wouldn't be as great now, because writing tends to trigger the carpal tunnel when it's flaring up, and this cold weather is certainly making it flare up a little bit. But yeah, anyway, obviously I'm terrible at goodbyes, but, you know, see you later, and have a great day.